ornate and adorned with gold trim. Wind the crank at the bottom and hear the beautiful lullaby play. Hi, my name is Amber Bolton. Welcome to my podcast, which is an object analysis of my merry-go-round music box. This particular object was a gift and remains a mystery to my family. No one can remember when it arrived, but it has always been there, leading to an air of magic and mystery about the object's origin. So in order to delve deeper into this object's history, I'll be using touch to analyse its qualities and discover its use and function. The first thing you notice when looking at this small cylindrical carousel is the gold trim that accentuates the edges and decorative features. By gilding the edges, it brightens up the object and gives it an ornate quality. The colour scheme is white and blue, with one white and one black horse, both with red saddles and gold features. Being made of plastic, it is fragile, and over the years has broken and lost pieces, which does emphasise the nature of mass production and the short shelf life of toys. Dust is strewn across the top, which is due to its lack of use. Merry-go-rounds bring about an evocative memory of carnivals for me. This is reflective of the miniaturisation of this ride and souvenir-like quality of this object. This allows you to have a personal and intimate moment with the object and embraces the feeling that you can take home a piece of the carnival with you. Mirrors embellish the inner hexagon shape of the merry-go-round and give you a moment to see yourself looking and enjoying the object. This feeling is reflected in such artworks like Robert Morris's Mirror Cubes, where the audience is drawn into their own gaze, becoming critical of themselves looking at the work. So in our visual analysis, we uncover the fragility of materiality and the self-reflective nature of mirrors. Later in the podcast, we'll be examining the miniature alongside Susan Stewart's paper On Longing. This object, although possessing the same aesthetic qualities as a merry-go-round, no longer has the same use or function, making you feel like a giant in comparison, with the horses being too small to ride upon, enjoyed only in miniature form. Strong memories of the joy of carnivals to the frantic nature of the circus are stirred up when handling this object. The act of turning the crank at the bottom is exciting in preparation for the surprising lullaby to follow. Somewhat contradictory to the music heard at a carnival, the purpose of this object is to soothe and relax. Merry-go-rounds take their origins from jousting culture, preparation and training, slowly becoming a popular carnival ride in many countries, enjoyed by all ages. This object plays It's a Small World After All, written by the Sherman Brothers in 1963 to accompany a Disney Parks ride of the same name, reminding us of the joys and innocent nature of childhood. By examining this object through the sense touch, we start to feel the rough, jagged edges where the plastic has been broken away, along the otherwise smooth form. The slightly raised detail across the form are quietly suggestive of decoration, following a similar motif across the multiple surfaces. Moving down the form, we can feel the thin spears holding the horses in place and the crank at the bottom of the object. The object begs to be played with, but is unfortunately not as robust as it suggests. You can feel all of the missing and fragile edges, with two horses missing, a mirror broken, six top spokes, and plastic off the bottom broken off. The form being no longer smooth, but brittle with jagged edges. Slightly changing the way you hold and are aware of the fragile object. As we wind the crank and the song plays, the whole carousel turns in an anti-clockwise direction. A real pleasure to hold. It feels so imperfect, in a perfect kind of way. Inquiring further into the miniaturization of form, Susan Stewart's writing, On Longing, gives us a look into the act of collecting souvenirs. The carousel music box serves as a souvenir, a tangible object longing for its place of origin. To miniaturize this object draws attention to a world not known through lived experience, but through experiencing the object as a whole. When examining the miniature, she talks about the position the body must take to fully utilize the object, enacting upon the objects as it enacts upon us. As this object contains a music box, it possesses a life of its own, somewhat animated, to bring joy upon the beholder and jog certain memories. So today we have dived into the merry-go-round's history by using touch to analyse its qualities and discovered its use and functionality. But unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening.